Hey, Kevin.
Hey, host, how are you?
Doing good, craving some bubble tea.
Aren't you always?
Yes, but guess what? Have you ever heard of Buy Me a Cup of Coffee?
No, what's that?
Buy Me a Cup of Coffee is a platform where people who want to support our podcast and our creating can donate $5, $10, or $15. And it's a one-time donation instead of su a subscription. And we can put that money towards our podcast or bubble tea.
I like the idea of listeners who want to support us being able to give us a one-time donation to put things towards our podcast and production, because I think that would increase our production value.
You know what helps production value?
I have a suspicion that you're about to say bubble tea.
Bubble tea.
Okay.
I guess it just depends on how much our listeners love me. You can go to buy me a cup of coffee slash nightmare L6 if or click on the link below if you guys want to support our production and my addiction.
Oh, I have a feeling our listeners absolutely love you. Well, hello, listeners. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Nightmare Lane, our season two episode where our beloved host will share with us another spooky encounter.
Did you practice that?
No, that was right off the cuff. Was it good?
It was okay. I'm not sure I like the whole voice thing.
What the heck? I'm trying to be creepy.
Well, keep having fun.
Okay. Gosh, you're so unsupportive.
Sorry, I'm feeling moody.
I thought I did pretty good with that one.
No, you did do pretty good. You did pretty good. Sorry. Just before
Okay.
we started recording, I saw the news alert about Russia.
Oh my gosh, stop reading it.
I know.
You can't read it before we record. Read it after we. I mean, like, it's super important to stay informed. I'm all like for that. But yeah, you gotta like pick and choose your news times.
Is definitely a mood killer.
Yeah.
And I'm just gonna let the listeners know that we're recording this a little early in the year.
Understandable.
We're recording early so that we don't fall behind. Because we learned our lesson last time.
Yes,
And oh,
we are sprinters.
yes.
Deadly in a short sprint, one might say.
Okay, Gimli. All right, so welcome back. Thanks for listening. So grateful that you're here. You guys are part of our sanity. And with that, I'm gonna dive down a hole of a haunted tale. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Not only am I ready, I've been looking forward to this.
Okay, so this is another like lowball one.
Okay.
So it is a place that you and I have been,
Ooh.
but you may not have known the spooky past it has.
Doubtful. But I do love that you are integrating your own experiences and travel into our podcast. I think that is just mwah, chef's kiss.
Well, I was really having a hard time finding something to get me started motivational wise, because this is not my field. So,
Yeah.
like the first couple things that I started investigating, I started finding random facts for instead.
Oh,
And I was
nice.
like, yeah, so it was really fun for my other podcast, but I was like, this is not going well for this podcast.
You have to
So,
name your other podcast now.
oh, no funny facts
Yes.
for anybody that wants to tune in.
It's really fun. It's very upbeat. And it's, what was that quote that you got the other day? You're very bingeable.
Oh yeah, somebody said I was bingeable.
Yeah, it's very bingeable. And it's optimistic. So if you're looking for something that's completely opposite from this podcast, you should check that one out because it's very lighthearted and it keeps you happy and upbeat.
Yes, the whole point of it is no politics and nothing sad, so.
Yeah, where we talk about all the horrible real world stuff in this one. Not really. We talk about spooky stuff and then we make snide comments about world events.
Yes. Moving on though. You ready to hear what this one's about?
Yes, I'm so excited.
Dover Castle.
Nice.
That
Okay.
was not the response I was waiting for.
Sorry, I had to pause and think about it because right out of the gate when you said Dover Castle, my mind went to Edinburgh and then I was like, wait, no. Oh, Dover Castle, where they sell lovely lollies.
Yes, lollies and ginger beer that spills all over your purse.
Oh my God, that was awful. And it was actually dandelion beer.
Right, which was equally awful.
Yeah, it smelled so bad.
And didn't taste very good. Okay.
No, and it was all over my purse.
Yes. All right. So, obviously, you and I, we toured Dover Castle, if people haven't picked up on that before. But we did not at all do a ghost tour. So, I thought I would talk about the ghosts of Dover Castle.
I love it.
Okay. So, for our listeners, I'm setting the scene. Imagine arriving in beautiful Dover, the white cliffs looming over water that is so blue that from the top of the cliffs, you can still see the sandy bottom. Ah, man.
It was beautiful, and it was less blue as it was like turquoise.
Yeah, I was personally entranced by Dover and would go back in a heartbeat.
Oh, in a heartbeat. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Even with that hellish walk that we had.
Dude,
you guys,
we were
optimistic fools. We got to the train station and we looked it up on Google Maps and we're like, oh, it's not that far away. It's fine. But it's a solid uphill climb. So it took us almost an hour to get there.
It was like an hour and a half.
Yeah, we were too cheap to get a cab. We were just trapped. It was awful.
we were also university students at the time. So if you guys can afford $6, get a cab.
Yeah. £6, but
£6. Sorry.
Yeah, and we were almost the ghosts at Dover Castle.
Yeah, we sure were. Okay, on the top of those cliffs, looking out to sea, is the castle, and it happens to be a guardian to many souls throughout the centuries. Walking along the castle grounds, you'll see other tourists and maybe some folks walking about cleaning up trash and tidying the space. You may also see a woman walking in red. Unresponsive to those around her and entirely focused on her internal task as she wanders the keeps and grounds.
If I go back, I'm gonna dress in red.
I know, right? The temptation is there.
Yeah, it's real.
Her wanderings are only overshadowed by the persistent and forlorn beatings of a single drum. A uniformed boy walking the castle walls on his own aimless mission. Mm-hmm. Gary, only to those visitors that were expecting him to have a head.
That would be pretty freaking scary, I think, wandering around without a head.
Yeah.
Is that his forlorn mission? Or he can't remember his mission because he doesn't have a head?
I'll get more into it later. Right up on the castle keep walls, walks and beats his drum. And they say...
How did I miss that? We were definitely up on the keep walls.
I know. They say that he really only beats his drum at the beginning of war or at the beginning of a storm.
That's how we missed it.
Yeah, he's an omen of tragedy.
That's so sad.
Right?
I would hate to be an omen of tragedy.
I know. Okay. Ending in the tunnels, the echoes of hushed and hurried conversations, crying and a radio click, are only heard on occasion by guests. More likely to happen is being grabbed by a uniformed man or even walked through as a soldier rushes and hurries to different ends of the tunnels. We never went into the tunnels.
No, we talked about it, but we were like running late because we spent an hour and a half trying to get there.
Yeah, it's one of my biggest regrets, but we were like stuck between deciding to go to the national park and we would miss our train, so we had to like get back.
Yeah, and I was glad we went to the national park. When we go back someday.
Yeah, but apparently the tunnels have been there for a very long time, but it's where a lot of World War I and World War II activity was. So
yes.
That's why it's haunted. Okay.
Because they were built really well so people could use them without being bombed and obliterated.
Exactly. Dover Castle has served as the longest outpost in European history, being used even as far back as the Dark Ages. The castle itself was completed and built with the keep in the 12th century under King Richard III. It was a strategic location for World War I and World War II, and is known for Dover's famous white cliffs and cruise ship ports. But let's talk about the ghosts.
Let's definitely talk about those.
Did you know it's considered one of the most haunted locations in Great Britain?
Do you really want me to answer that?
Yes, because I have to ask that question for our podcast.
Oh, yes, I did know that.
Oh, which ghost surprised you? Because I'm going to take it as a win.
I don't know that any of the ghosts surprised me.
You didn't know about the drummer boy without a head?
I did.
Ugh. I think you're just saying that for clout.
No, we're not the first podcast to do an episode on Dover Castle. And I have to admit that some of the ghosts surprised me when I listened to that podcast. Gosh, what is it? I think it's just called Haunted Places. I had to delete Stitcher and Spotify from my phone, so I can't look up and see what the name of the podcast was. They do a series of three. The same narrator does like three different podcasts. And anyway. They do haunted places.
Gotcha. Okay. So, the drummer boy has been historically confirmed in most reports I read. He was sent on an errand with a sack of gold. He was supposed to be running to town to get a doctor for his master or his sergeant, whatever. And he was taking the tunnels. Different. Yeah. Okay. So, it was for his supervisor.
Okay.
He decided to take the tunnels because he knew that there had been some reports of thieves in the area. But as soon as he came out of the tunnel and was headed to town, he was attacked and set upon by some thieves. And there's conflicting reports of some reports say that he was strangled and killed for the gold. And other reports says that he was beheaded and killed for the gold. And either way, it's super sad because it occurred still on the keep grounds, right outside of the tunnels under the walls. So, like, he didn't even make it out of the keep.
That is super sad. And I feel like if he's headless, it would have to have been a beheading.
Yeah, I mean, to stick with the thing, unless, of course, I don't know, there's some kind of, maybe he's trying to be scarier than the thieves.
No, usually apparitions stick to however they died, because they're reflecting upon their own tragedy. They're not trying to scare people.
Well, it is a tragedy, and I'm really sad about that specific story. Like, really affected
me. So what's our timeline though? Because like a bag of gold to go get a doctor, that sounds pretty...
It was still in the Age of Kings. It was after the 12th century, but before like the 17th century.
Okay, that's kind of what I was thinking, because it has to have been when the death penalty was still enacted for thieves, because now they'll just steal from you. They won't kill you.
I mean, it depends on where your location is, but yeah. Okay.
I meant in Dover, specifically.
Yes. The woman in red has never been identified as a specific person, but there is a lot of legend surrounding her and a cavalier soldier she is often seen with. So a lot of the lore is that she was a lady of the court and that she was found or discovered having an affair with the cavalier soldier. And, you know, she's not supposed to because she's a lady of the court. So in the stories, she either killed herself or got killed.
That's interesting. Because in England, ladies of the court could sleep and have an affair with whoever they wanted, unless it pissed off their husband.
Or their father, which in this case she was unmarried, but her father didn't want her getting entangled with a soldier. So.
That's sad.
Yes. All right. And the tunnels are often considered remnants of World War I and World War II. So that's why you hear the sound and the clicking of the radio and soldiers running around. And then this is one that I didn't mention above because there's not a lot of stories around it. Just like it was like a Cliff Notes mention, but a lot of the staff of the castle who like are there a lot giving tours and everything, they have reported seeing a man in the king's room, but only the lower half.
Yes,
so it's literally just the lower half of a man walking around the king's room. He's dressed though. And they also report hearing the sound of someone screaming as they throw themselves off the ramparts. But again, no identities are attached to these specters that I could find. And the screaming of the person being thrown off the ramparts has been connected to the woman in red as speculation only.
Interesting. Oh, the suicide part.
Yeah, or being thrown off.
Yeah, yeah.
If, like, she got in a heated argument or something.
Right, one or the other.
So, that was my research into Dover Castle. I'm afraid I'm making these sound really boring and not spooky.
I don't think they sound very boring at all. They sound very interesting, and most of them sound incredibly tragic. I don't know that I'd consider them spooky.
Yeah, I was really going for more spooky. All right, I have a spooky one for next week. I've done a lot of research into it, and I'm going to tell it like it's a spooky tale.
Okay. Yeah, because there is not a lot of atmosphere or ambiance. I'm not going to lie.
So far.
But you're doing such a good job with the research and like...
I know, but I'm a research-heavy gal, you know? I was trying to like... I need to learn how to tell a ghost story.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Bring in my A-game. Yeah, I'm going to bring my A-game next week. Sorry, guys. Just hang in with me. It's a learning curve.
You're doing a great job.
Okay.
Doing a great job. And I feel like Dover was like a really good... It surprises me there's not a lot of like World War One and World War Two ghosts, though.
Actually, there wasn't a lot of actual battle at Dover during World War One and World War Two. There's been stories of like... hearing soldiers sob and cry, but that's because they were on their radios, and so when ships were out there in distress or getting bombed, they were supposed to be coordinating rescues, and if the rescue went awry or they're just listening to the screams of soldiers die, like that's traumatic. But it was more like a information and communication hub than anything else.
Gotcha. That makes sense. Okay. Yeah, that definitely makes more sense.
Winston Churchill was there a couple times, so people say that have claimed to hear, like, smelled his cigar smoke or heard his booming voice, but there's, like, he was just planning stuff. He didn't get injured or die.
Yeah.
So.
I feel like a lot of times people will claim to see famous people like that. And
I think...
Yeah, I don't take it too seriously.
I think so, too. I'm literally more convinced about the drummer boy being headless than I am of Winston Churchill being down there. But
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah. Anyway, so through the month of October and first week of November, they do give ghost tours.
Oh, my gosh. We should put that on our bucket list. That would be so fun.
I assumed you would say that. If we can afford going back, I would definitely do a ghost tour with you at Dover Castle.
I freaking love ghost tours so much.
And the best part is they do it after close. So you have to like wait till nighttime. And then they do it at night.
But you remember that ghost tour we did in New Orleans and we waited in that that square? Because they do it at night too. So we waited for like an hour in the square to do the ghost tour. And then, I mean, it was kind of my fault because I didn't do enough research, but they show up and we had gone and got food and we had leftover in a bag.
Yes.
And they were like, you can't get on the bus with food. And I was like, I'm not going to throw away my leftovers.
I
love leftovers. Leftovers.
Literally, this is a testament to what foodies we are because we actually just rescheduled our tour to the next day so we wouldn't have to get rid of our food.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not throwing this away. I don't care.
And I did not blame you.
I was just like so mad at myself because they never said in like the email or anything, they didn't say that there was no food allowed on the bus. But I mean, I should have thought about it and been like, but so then we rescheduled it for I think like 2 days later and we showed up. And there was somebody else that had food on the bus. I was pretty mad.
Oh, really? I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
I was too busy being haunted.
Yeah, they had it under their seats, and they were hiding it from the people. And I was just like, oh, that's what I get for being honest.
Yeah, I guess you should have been sneakier.
Yeah, I don't like being sneaky, though. I didn't want to get somebody in trouble.
I mean, fair enough. I'm more honest than not. Yeah. Sometimes I'm sneaky about, like, petting other people's dogs.
Oh, no, never. No, 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 no.
If I'm at a house party and a dog comes up to me, I am sneakily petting it.
Okay, that's different. I wouldn't consider that sneaky. I would consider that par the course because I'm at a house party and you invited me over.
No, it's sneaky because I'm a wallflower and I don't want other people to notice me.
Oh, okay.
Except the dog.
Okay. I thought you meant like... like you're out at a restaurant or whatever and you're sneakily petting somebody's dog and I'm like absolutely not.
No, I'm not gonna, like, especially a service dog. No, they're busy, they are working. If I'm distracting them, they might miss an alert. I would not want to be responsible for that.
No, that would be awful.
All right,
then what you're saying makes sense and I'm fine with.
Yeah, well, that's all I have for today. I hope you enjoyed our creepy tales and our haunted stories here at Nightmare Lane, where your nightmares are fueled.
Yes, where your nightmares come true. No, they don't. I don't want to hear about your nightmares, people. I have enough of my own. Thank you.
Actually, we do want to hear about your nightmares. If you want to be featured in our listener episodes, please write in to nightmarelanepodcast@gmail.com and we will read your creepy story on our listener episode.
The host wants to hear your nightmares.
Yes, Kevin does too. They're just being shy.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, anyway, we want to hear your stories. Also, if you guys want to check out our Twitter and Instagram, you can DM us there if it's more comfortable at Nightmare Lane Podcast for both. And then check out our Patreon. So that's all we got going.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, guys. I know that there's a lot going on in the world today, but on a personal note, if you are facing hardships or maybe you're feeling a little beaten up, just know that everyone lives in ups and downs. So you're here in this moment, but this moment is temporary and you're going to be riding a high again soon. You are amazing. You are beautiful. You are courageous. You've got this, okay? Just keep working at what you're working on and you're going to crush your goals. You are a boss.
Remember that and stay spooky.
Ooh. Hey, host. How are you doing?
Hey, Kevin. I'm feeling a little bubble tea-esque.
Ooh. Well, on your way to go get bubble tea, have you heard that we're on a new listener platform?
What? We're on a new platform?
Yeah, it's called Newsly. It's an audio app for both iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics in the web at any given moment, and it reads it to you in a natural human voice.
Natural? Wow. So not the creepy robotic monsters we normally get?
Correct. So for the first time in the history of the internet, the entire web becomes listenable in a not creepy robot voice.
That's incredible and really accessible. It might mean that I could find some articles on bubble tea and give it a listen.
Absolutely. You can browse any articles from topics you choose and start playing immediately. You could do like sports, science, Bitcoin, Kardashians, or bubble tea, and you can follow any topic as specific as you like.
Incredible. And we're on this platform?
Yeah, they have podcasts as well, exploring trending podcasts from over 50 countries, and Nightmare Lane is one of them.
Wow, 50 countries? That's almost a third of the world's population. Did you know there's 159 countries in the world?
I did not. I feel like I should have known that, actually.
Maybe it's something we could discover on Newsly.
Probably. And if you download and use Newsly now, for free, you can download it on www.newsly.me, or use the link in the description. And if you use promo code PODCASTLANE, you get 1 month of free premium subscription.
We have a promo?
We do. Isn't that cool?
Incredible. So if I download this now and I use Podcast Lane, I get a whole month free?
Yes, it is incredible.
That's really cool.
So download Newsly and listen to Nightmare Lane on your way to go get some bubble tea.
Incredible.
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 Incredible. Okay, I'm done.
Incredible. Incredible. Incredible.
Hey everybody, I'm Amber.
And I'm Maddie.
And we're Witches Talking Tarot. And we've brought you a show all about the occult.
We're talking different lores and mythology.
Yes, creature features, cryptids, aliens, you name it, we'll cover it.
Conspiracy theories.
Absolutely.
And pagan holidays and 100%, practices.
All eight of them. Yes.
Spiritual living, you yeah. name it.
That's right. We've got it for you. So if you want, come sit with us for a spell and let us make you laugh.
We are Witches Talking Tarot.
Thanks, everybody.